Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast, Season 2, Episode 12. You can find this podcast on various platforms, including YouTube. Please download, subscribe, like, comment, and share it. Tell someone else about Shawnee's Prayer. Don't keep it to yourself. Allow someone else the opportunity to be blessed, to be encouraged, to be uplifted. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for your goodness, O God. Thank you, Father God, for your mighty hand being upon our lives, Lord God. Thank you for breathing your breath of life, Father God, into our lungs, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I thank you for how you have kept us, Father God, from every day last week, Father God, till this very minute, this very hour, this very second, this very millisecond, Father God. I just want to say thank you, Lord God. I don't want to take it for granted, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, to look down upon the evil that's happening in this world, Father God. Look down, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, all the horrible things that are happening, Father God. Look down upon the children, Father God, who are being abused, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Look down upon those who may be in a domestic violence marriage, Father God, or a relationship, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Look down upon those, Father God, who may be victims, Father God, of trafficking, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, look down upon those, Father God, who may be living lives, Father God, that's not pleasing in thy sight, Father God. Maybe they don't realize, Father God, is not pleasing in thy sight. Maybe they don't realize they're doing something that's against your will and against your word, Father God. So I pray for each and every last one of us, Father God. If we're doing anything in our lives, Father God, that does not represent you, Father God. If we are doing anything in our lives that can bring shame, Father God, to you, Lord God. Father God, if we're doing anything that can cause us, Father God, to miss our way, Father God. If we're doing anything that can cause us, Father God, to be able, Father God, not to spend eternity with you, Father God. But instead of having eternal life, we'll have eternal damnation, Father God. I pray that you will reveal it to us and that you will reveal it to us, Father God, expeditiously and do it in a way that we each could understand and be able to relate to what you're saying to us, Father God. Help us not to make excuses for our behavior. Help us not to make excuses for our thoughts, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us not to make excuses, Father God, when you get on us and you chastise us and when you begin to reveal to us, Father God, what we're doing or not doing, Father God, that's not pleasing in our sight. What we're doing or not doing, Father God, that's separating us from the love of God. Lord God, help us, Father God, to get it together. Help us to get it right, Father God. We don't want to miss our way, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. People say we're living hell on earth, oh God. So we're living hell right now on earth. Who wants to die and have to live in hell for eternity, Father God? So, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would give us each the will to want to live right, to want to act right, to want to think right, and to want to do right. Give us the ability, Father God, to do things the way that you would have us to do it, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, people said the word of God is old-fashioned. People said the word of God is outdated. But Father God, allow them to know that you do not change. You're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, Lord God. It doesn't matter what people think. It doesn't matter what people come up with, Father God. It doesn't matter what kind of law laws that they make, Father God, and they things that they legalize, Father God. Your word is your word. Your word is already established, Lord God. And we're each going to be held accountable, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Allow us to know that we each have to stand before you, Father God. So allow us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, to get it right, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, someone on today needs you, Father God. Someone is truly holding on by a thread. Someone, Father God, in the name of Jesus, is at their end. They don't know what else to do. They've tried it all. They've gone to social services. They've gone to all the nonprofit organizations, Father God, and yet they can't get the help that they need, Father God. Someone needs a roof over their head. Someone needs food on today. Someone needs, Father God, clothing on today. Someone needs a new vehicle on today. Someone needs their brakes fixed. Someone needs an oil change. Someone needs tires on their vehicle. Someone needs a new transmission, Father God, a new engine, Father God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, someone needs their gutters cleaned out, Father God. Someone needs a new roof, Father God. Someone, Father God, in the name of Jesus, needs their basement, Father God, fixed. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, whatever the situation is, Father God, I know that you have the ability to provide it. I know, Father God, that you can make a way out of no way, Father God. Father God, if you can bring water out of a rock, Lord God, there's nothing you cannot do, Father God. If you can part the Red Sea, Father God, there's nothing you can't do. If you can raise the dead, Father God, there's nothing you can't do, Father God. So I pray for each and every person that's in need, whether it's financially, whether it's physically, whether it's emotionally, mentally, or spiritually, Father God. Father God, the thing is about you, regardless of what I need may be, you have the answer and you're able, Father God, to provide, Father God, for every last one of our needs, Father God. You can provide for us spiritually, Father God, on a level, Father God, that we can't do for ourselves, Father God. You have a way, Father God, of just making everything better, Father God. So I pray on today that you will make things better for someone, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, give someone some hope on today. Give someone some peace on today. Give someone some joy on today. Allow someone to feel unconditional love on today. Allow someone to see a smiling face on today. In the name of Jesus, Father God. And Lord God, I pray for those who are in the thick of this heat wave, Father God. I pray for every air conditioning system. I pray for every central air system. I pray for those who have fans, Father God. Lord God, whatever cooling system we may have, I pray that it will not fail us, Father God. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the senior citizens. I pray, Father God, for those who work outdoors, Father God. I pray for the small children, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the animals, Father God. I pray for those who have breathing problems, Father God, and those, Father God, in the name of Jesus, who have lung disease, Father God, congestive heart failure, asthma, Father God, Lord God, emphysema, COPD, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will touch each and every person, Father God. Lord God, keep us from heat strokes, Father God. Keep us from heart attacks and strokes, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, to look down upon every child, Father God, as the time is at hand, Father God, that children are returning back to school, Father God. Lord God, I pray, Father God, that you will allow this to be a blessed school year, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you will touch each and every child, Father God, Teach them, Father God. Show them how to, Father God, be able to learn, Father God. And allow the educators to be able to teach in a way that each child can understand what he or she is teaching, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, Father God, that this will not be a school year of bullying. I pray that this will not be a school year of lack. I pray that this will not be a school year of miscommunications, Father God. I pray, Father God, that this will not be a school year, Father God, of strapping, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that there will be peace in every school, Father God. I pray that there will be no school killings, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray that you will protect every schoolhouse in the name of Jesus, every educator, every student, Father God, every school bus driver, every crossing guard, Father God, every janitorial staff, look down upon the cafeteria workers, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, look down upon the school nurses, the guidance counselors, Father God. Lord God, I just pray, Father God, that you will protect the children, Father God, cover them in the blood, Father God, in the name of Jesus, cover their homes in the blood, Father God, and I pray for every parent that's stressed out because they don't have the money that they need for the school supplies, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will make a way for all those who are in need, that they'll be able to get the right amount of school supply that their child may need, Father God. And I pray, Father God, for those, Father God, who are stressed out because they can't buy their children new clothing or new sneakers for school, Father God, or get their hair done, Father God, or get their hair cut, Father God. Lord God, I just pray, Father God, on today that you will make a way and help us to be good stewards when you make a way for us. Help us, Father God, to do the right thing when you open doors for us, Father God. Help us, Father God, to give you thanks, Father God. Help us, Father God, to come back just to say, God, I thank you for what you've done for me, what you have done for my family. And Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I honor you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray you. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Is my prayer for you and your family.